Hello, hello. Thank you, my fellow surveyors. I, Sean Collins, your president, plan on making Oklahoma great again. I plan on building a wall, a big, beautiful, spectacular wall along the southern border. And yes, Texas will pay for it. No. I'm just kidding. Texas is really not going to pay for it. Or am I kidding? Listen, to be honest, as your president of the Oklahoma Society of Land Surveyors, this is our first presidential podcast. We're going to try to bring this to you as often as we can to bring you up to date to current events going on in the OSLS. First of all, I'd like to thank everybody that participated in the 2016 annual convention. We had a good success. All our exhibitors, all of our speakers, everybody that worked behind the scenes to make it a success. Also, would like to thank each member that is on the board of directors for helping out and doing all that they do throughout the year. I would like to encourage the young surveyors to become involved and to participate as much as they can. I have a goal this year to bring our membership up to 550. Currently, we stand at about 517 members. I would encourage each and every person listening to the podcast and each and every member that's out there to pass on that information to your other surveyors, and let's encourage at least one person to join the OSLS this year to get our membership up to 515. A couple of years ago, we had the goal to reach 500. We've sustained that membership for now for 2 years, so let's set a new goal and try to get to the 550 mark. Also, you were asked just recently in a vote online about the minimum standards. This is one of the issues I'm championing this year as your president to take to the state licensure board to make it a requirement that a portion of 3 PDHs of our 30 PDHs be designated to our minimum standards. We'll be able to make this an online course or what you can get at the convention, however it works out. I think that, and I feel it's important, that we continually brush up on our minimum standards every renewal process. So I encourage you to go online and participate in that vote that Burke has sent out via the website through the OSLS email list. Also, there are many things that throughout the year that people don't see that go on behind the scenes. Your board of directors are always meeting, having calls, conversations, different things. We form committees. If you would be interested in sitting on any committee, contact your local district representative officer and ask him what's going on in your district and can I get involved and how to get involved. So you have their emails and their phone numbers are all listed on the OSLS webpage. So please go on there and become involved. I've recently formed a committee that's going to be designated about our banquet because the attendance at our banquet, quite honestly, has dropped tremendously. We want to encourage young people, people out there that have to deal with the profession, such as real estate agents, title companies, young surveyors, different people like that to get more involved. And so if you have any ideas on what we can do to encourage the attendance to rise at our annual banquet that we do at our convention, please let me know. Contact me, contact Burke, or your board of director. Often at times we lose sight of what goes on throughout the year, and we think that just attending the annual convention is all we need to do. Listen, to have our annual meetings at Tulsa, in Oklahoma City is a great thing, and we have it set up at the Reed Center. They do an excellent job. They help us pretty much just run it hands-free. We are looking at, and we do have a committee formed, to move the convention one time up to Tulsa. So that committee has been formed from District 3. When my reign as a District 3 officer, it's been passed on to the current District 3 officer who's completing my reign, Wes Bennett. So anybody in District 3 that has any thoughts or ideas to a venue, a place, or whatever it takes to get some more involvement in to get that convention up to the Tulsa area for one time. And this wouldn't be something that happens annually, you know, every other year, every 2, 3, 4 years, something like that. This is just a goal that we're trying to do and see what the success and the turnout would be to do it here in the near future. That way, the Tulsa district and the local area of northeastern Oklahoma and this eastern part of Oklahoma can encourage their field crews and people like that to go and get some more and help our attendance at our convention and show some more interest in that. Also, along with the goals throughout the year, just be involved. Get online, get on the website. Recently, we've just started posting the minutes, the approved minutes of our last board meetings. So you can go on there. Burke has made that a link on there to go to their review, look at, and see what's going on with your society. This is your society. We volunteer to help make the society as best as we can and to help promote land surveying in the state of Oklahoma. So we encourage you as members to go on and be active. We have our forum board on there that hardly gets any participation. Go on there and strike up a conversation or a hot topic. The NSPS topic last year, a couple years ago, was a pretty hot topic. We had a lot of attendance, a lot of people looking at it. But now it seems like it's just kind of, you know, unless there's a subject that has really got everybody kind of riled up. But this is a great avenue to network and go on there and post things that you're seeing going on in your local area that may be affecting you as a land surveyor, that may be affecting your community or even the state of Oklahoma. Again, please go on and be active on your forum boards, post information, reply, look at things that are going on, share your experiences, tweet what's happening, follow us on Facebook. All those general outlets that are there help you to become informed, a better surveyor as far as networking goes and participation. Just don't think of it as a once-a-year event. This is a daily event, a yearly, weekly, monthly event that we as officers and members behind the scene are always working on, and we're volunteering our time to do so. I would also like to thank the governor, Mary Fallon. Her proclamation was issued on February 8th of this year to recognize the annual Surveyors Week, which is going to be this year, March 20th through 26th. So thank you again to the governor for issuing that proclamation. You can go on the website and see a copy of that proclamation. It's there for all to see, and we encourage you to go look at that. You know, we as land surveyors often at times are looked as the type of guys that never can come into the same point, and, you know, we always have discrepancies or differences in the way that we perform our work because of the way we interpret different things. You know, often at times we might have to go and see a psychiatrist, because when we go see a psychiatrist, they're going to help us out with our problems. And the psychiatrist sat down, and here's a little joke for you. What happens when the land surveyor goes to visit the local psychiatrist to get some things off of his chest, feel like what's going on, let them know, relieving your burdens upon this person? The psychiatrist told the land surveyor, listen, you need some boundaries. I know, kind of stupid, right? Anyway, this is your president, Sean Collins, and I'm going to be signing off for our annual podcast. We try to do it as often as I possibly can when I do get the time. Remember, we the land surveyor retrace the steps of the past, and we change the way that people see the future. Become involved in your society, and let your voice be heard. Again, Sean Collins signing off. Thank you.